Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Kevin Brooks, a production manager specializing in animal handling and training with Allemel Swine West in Humboldt. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discussed tips and tricks for working with strategies for handling hogs. What do we need to know about pigs, the motivation of pigs, and why, and how handlers interact with the pigs?
Yeah, I think really sort of something new we've been looking at now going on sort of 3 to 5 years is just starting to observe and understand what the pig is doing. So we've always done things in the past that we thought we'd get a reaction from the animal, but now we're just starting to observe. So, and we're really starting to understand that if we let them go on their own and we're smart about our body position, we get a lot of positive effects for the pigs themselves and obviously for us too.
What do handlers need to be watching for, and how do they interpret those behaviors?
I think one of the biggest mistakes we see, or one of the opportunities or challenges, depending on how you want to look at it, is we try to bring too many animals. So we send a mixed message to those animals. So we bring too many up, they group up in a big group. So again, we want to keep those animals flowing, whether it's to a farrowing house or onto a truck or moving down to a nursery or grower facility. So stepping back, letting them go around us, staying behind that shoulder blade. We talked about that today. Point of balance, the same terminology, but I like to just use shoulder blade. It's simple and it's clean.
What stresses will influence the behavior of the pigs? What stresses affect their handlers? And how important is it to minimize stress both among handlers and the animals?
Yeah, I think that was something we keyed on today. So we talked about stressors. We talked about our own stress. So we always say if you have a bad day at home and you go to load animals, you're going to have a bad day loading. So everything from family to our spouse to financials to our job, those are all stressors to us. And if we all get all those stressors, we have a bad day. Well, the pigs have a lot of stressors too. They have stressors from shadows, understanding their depth perception, being a prey animal, being pushed by us or attacking them in their mind. And even a pig pushing a pig is also a form of a stress for them. So they've got lots of stresses too. So if we can take that into consideration, we're going to have a lot more successes when moving.
How can we actually utilize the natural responses, the natural behaviors of the pigs, and how important is that and why?
Yeah, I think giving that pig a chance to observe their curious animals too. So if we can give them a chance or a second to feel like they're safe and can smell and understand their surroundings, they'll go forward and they will advance. I think we want to herd animals because we're naturally herding people and gathering people. So we want to gather food and sort. So we have to just slow down. We have to just stop, back up, release the pressure. I think any time we've left a gate open in a barn and we turn around 2 minutes later, all those pigs have escaped. What happened there? Well, we weren't chasing them, but they were curious and wanted to go. So I think if we take that kind of thought process into moving, again, win-win.
How can anyone interested get more information?
I think there's just a lot of resources online. So obviously, available if you want to reach out. My email is kevinbrooks@olemel.com. But again, resources are huge. There's lots of good training platforms. There's good YouTubes on video. I know we had another fellow, Mark, talking today at the symposium on the PigLearn platform. So again, information's out there. I think where we fail is we wait for that specialized person to come on farm or go to symposium before we can take the next steps on low stress handling. Really, as a manager, let's observe our own farm, see what challenges we have, and let's talk about it at the staff meeting, because it will be easier, and then everyone is going to be a little bit more happy to do that moving. I look at a farm I worked with where loading was the last job people wanted to do. Now it's the first job people want to do. So it's interesting how you can flip the script with just a few techniques.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think it's amazing. What we've done and what we've changed over the past few years is really beneficial to both the animals and ourselves. So take time, step back. Times are changing. We talked about that a little bit today on the presentation as well. Many years ago, we didn't believe in seat belts. We thought smoking was a good idea, for an example. So we're past those. I believe in 2-3 years, we're going to come here and we might change something we talked about today because we found something better or understand it better. So we got to be prepared to try something new. I think our biggest mistake is our people who've been in the farms for a long time. I've done it like this forever. I want to continue to do it. So be open to try.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Kevin Brooks, a production manager specializing in pig handling and training with Allemel Swine West in Humboldt. For Farmscape Online at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, I'm Bruce Cochran.